This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Kshitijan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitijan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, it's been a good day of trade after yesterday's slippage that we saw on the D Street. Today, the bulls have actually managed to defend not just 11,800, but have also managed to close above 11,850. So what are the factors behind today's rally that we have seen above 11,850, as well as if you could share with us the big cues to watch out for now?
Right. Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, viewers. In fact, Indian markets witnessed a rebound in the second half of the trading session on Thursday as bulls pushed benchmark indices back in the green. In fact, Sensex rallied by more than 150 points, while the Nifty 50 closed above 11,850. Now, let's also look at the final tally on D Street. Sensex rose 170 points to close at 40,286. Well, the Nifty 50 ended 31 points higher at 11,872 on Thursday, just shy of 11,900 levels. Now, in terms of sectors, action was seen in IT, consumer durable, finance and banking stocks, while profit booking was seen in telecom, metals, energy and capital goods indices. Now, Indian markets, although started on a muted note, tracking weak CPI numbers, which rose to 16-month high, and mixed cues from the global markets, but value buying at lower levels helped Nifty 50 defend 11,800 levels. In fact, in the trading day, we saw another news coming in from a global rating agency, that is Moody's Investor Service, slashed India's economic growth forecast to 5.6% for 2019, saying government measures do not address the widespread weakness in consumption demand. Now, remember, India will declare, or the government will declare, GDP numbers towards the close of this month. So that is something which will be an important event to watch out for. Now, experts feel that despite weakening macro data, the central bank is likely to focus on boosting growth in Asia's third largest economy. So that actually, gave some respite to the D Street. Now, government will unveil, as I already told you, that government will unveil September quarter GDP numbers towards the close of the month. Let's also look at the gainers. Bajaj Finance, Infosys and ICICI Bank were the top Nifty gainers. And in terms of losers, Vedanta, India Bulls Housing Finance and Bharti Infratel were top losers.
Absolutely, Kshitijan. Also extending this to further sectors and stocks, if you could just help us understand which are the sectors that were in limelight today. Also, which were the stocks that where we saw volume spike and the long built up as well as short built up?
Rajli, in terms of sectorally, IT index rose 1.07%, largely on, you could say rupee weakness, followed by consumer durable index, which was up 0.87%, and the banking index, which gained 0.7%. In fact, for the second day in a row, we are witnessing some bit of, traction in the banks, but yesterday it was on the downside, and today we saw some bit of, value buying taking place in the financials. On the losing front, telecom index plunged 2.7%, followed by metal index, which remained under pressure due to slowdown in China, and capital goods index, which were down over 1% each. Now, volume spike of around about 100 to 500% was seen in stocks like Bata India, Vedanta, Apollo Hospitals, Bharti Airtel, IOC and Muthoot Finance. Commenting on long buildup, Muthoot Finance, Mahanagar Gas and Volta saw long buildup, and Bharti Airtel, Divi's Laboratories, Aurobindo Pharma and Bharti Infratel saw some short buildup in the stocks. Well, stocks which hit upper circuit include Edelweiss and the New India Assurance Company, while lower circuit, in terms of that, as many as seven companies hit lower circuit. That means they are down by 5%. Include names like Jain Irrigation Systems, Reliance Power, India Bulls Real Estate, India Bulls Integrated Services Limited, Reliance Capital, Reliance Infra and DHFL.
Right. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, there were a whole lot of other stocks also that were in focus today. Let's start off with the pharma major, Aurobindo Pharma. The share price actually hit more than a five-year low intraday today after the company received 14 observations from the U.S. health regulator for its unit. Now, the stock also closed about 8% lower in trade today. VST Industries was another stock that actually jumped over 6% today to hit a 52-week high after Radhakrishnan Damani has actually bought about 270,000 shares in the company. money through a bulk deal. Now, Dixon Technologies was another stock that was in news today. It ended close to 9% higher today after healthy earnings growth in Q2 FY20 and strong management commentary. Apart from this, telecom stocks also came under pressure today after Department of Telecom had issued notice to telecom operators to pay their revenue share dues within 3 months as directed by the Supreme Court, according to an industry source. Now, Bharti Airtel was down about 1.5%, Bharti Infratel was down about 4.5%, and Vodafone Idea was down about 20% in today's trade. SpiceJet again was down nearly 6% after low-cost carrier reported widening of the loss to 462 crore rupees in Q2, mainly hit by expenses related to the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX planes and also changes in the accounting norms. Now, mining major Vedanta also reported a 44% year-on-year rise in the consolidated profit at 2,730 crore rupees for Q2. Now, if you see, compare it with the profit that was seen in the previous quarter of the last year, that was 1,900 crore rupees, which was slightly below analyst estimates. The stock actually fell about 3% in today's trade. Now, let's actually prepare for tomorrow's trading session. Chitiji, if you could really help us understand, what are the technical patterns that are developing today and what are they suggesting? What will be the crucial levels to watch out for tomorrow then?
Right. In fact, on technical charts or in terms of technical charts, we are seeing some conflicting, signals. Although we made a bullish candle or a small bodied candle, which was green in color, but it resembles a hammer-like kind of a pattern on the daily charts. Now, whenever a hammer is formed, it does suggest that the index or the stock might have made a bottom.
Right.
But we'll have to see if Nifty is able to hold on to that 11,800 level or not, because today as well, we hit an intraday low of 11,802 and then bounced back, and again 5 days exponential moving average proved to be an important resistance level in today's trading session, which is placed at 11,888. Now, three crucial levels to watch out for on Friday would be 11,802. That is your first support to watch out for. On the high side, 11,895, that would be your first resistance, followed by 12,034. Now, maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000, followed by 11,800, and maximum put open interest is placed at 11,600, followed by 11,500.
Right, thanks a lot, Dinshadish, for sharing these important levels to watch out for on the index and also the strategy that investors must adopt going tomorrow. Thanks a lot for joining us in this edition of podcast. Many, many thanks for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.